Hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the RC Cola to my Coke, Nick Kapper.
Yes. Oh. You can find me in the Kmart anytime. Just find me in the Kmart.
Or being carried down the street in a 2-liter form by someone dangerous.
And speaking of vagrants, we've got Gerard McGowan, first time guest.
It's funny, the old ring-a-ding-ding, you got the king, because I believe you guys got that off me.
Yeah, which I think you, in turn, stole it from the actual king, Kyle Legacy.
No, he stole it off me as well. I stole it from a drug dealer called Fat John I met many years ago. So shout out to Fat John if you're listening.
There's a lot of people that lay claim to it. There's some dipshit on a reality TV show that was his kind of catchphrase when he was on Triple J.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm the source for my dirty pool, at least, I reckon. I infected the swamp.
Yeah. But I think, man, I don't know why it took us so long to get you on, because I think I floated the idea for the podcast to you before anyone else, and you were like, nah, it's never going to work.
No, I said I like the idea. Do it with anyone but Kappa.
Oh, yeah. You warned me off it. You're like, the guy's a walking red flag. Yeah, fucking don't do it.
Look,
bad idea.
I probably would have said the same thing. I think I said the same thing to Mike. I was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
It turns out now I'm one of the huge, probably the biggest support, actually. The roof would definitely come down if it was just all up to Goldstein. And he's fucking weird.
Oh, you reckon? You're the structural steel to his shitty brick? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am.
It's a bit of a construction term for your retard, trying to process that one.
Hey, you could throw that language around on the site, but we like to keep it up and up and clean here on the phone.
Sorry, it's got a lot of preschoolers phone hacks, does it?
We just got
a lot of kids listening.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on. You're living it up in Sydney, the free, easygoing lifestyle while you're talking to a couple lockdown dipshits over here in Melbourne.
I can't tell you how many mouths I've spat in today. It's great. It's awesome.
And McGowan, a real party man like you would be taking advantage of those pubs being open, wouldn't it? You'd probably go out all night. What, probably around 9:30, 10?
This feels like an obvious trap, but I'll lean in. Sure, I don't mind a beer. What are you saying by that? What have you got?
I don't know how many times I've been out drinking with you or someone else out drinking you, and you just go, "I'm going straight face." No.
Well, I'm a sleepy boy. You know, I've got to go home and get my 8 hours.
Yeah.
I remember I worked in. Oh, sorry. You go.
No, when you worked in what? When you were in construction?
Yeah, when I worked at labor hire and all that kind of stuff in construction, I just fell asleep in every movie. Like, when you wake up at 6, you just fall asleep.
Look like someone that like sleeps in a movie theater, like just in general, you know?
Yeah, or a park.
Yeah, or a bus. So it checks out, really.
You know? Yeah, you never have a blanket. Wherever you sleep, there's never a blanket.
No, now I'm fully awake during movies. I'm fully awake because I get up around 8 o'clock. But, yeah, actually, no, I still don't mind an old bench sleep every now and then. And especially when I'm kicked out, you know.
Have you, has the missus been giving you the arse yet?
No.
You still got to.
It's come close, but, you know.
Yeah.
Look. It's easy to see that she's clearly batting out of her weight. You know.
Yeah, not many guys with spine problems out there.
You can't resist that scoliosis and crooked grin that I have.
Oh, man. That's her fetish. She loves the Hunchback of Abbotsford. But, yeah, you got your own podcast. It's fantastic. The Mug Off, we've both been on.
Yeah, it's great.
Any of our listeners, if you're not across it, get onto it. It's absolutely killer.
It's one of the few places you can hear retard in the wild, I think.
Oh, yeah. There's three of them that host it.
It's yes.
So he cleverly said it without saying it. Right? That's why Mike's going to be successful, and I'm going to be on Cancel Island within the month.
I knew it was bad news having you, McGowan, because you're going to give Mike a little bit of license, and he's just going to run free like a kid. Like he's going to be saying,
"I've known this fucker forever. I know what he's really
he's
like."
He's going to get
right?
racist.
He's one of my oldest friends. He's a savage man.
I keep a bloody leash on him, but some fucking hick like you getting him, you know, giving him leash is just terrible. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Anyway, you carry on, Mike.
No one ever does.
That's all right. We'll set the premise before we get too far in. If there's any first-time listeners, we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. If something comes up that you don't want to talk about, we don't have a bell anymore, especially over at Zoom, so we'll just do a safe word. Gerard, as the guest, you can pick the safe word that we yell out if we want something cut from the episode or don't want to come up at all.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go with scoliosis.
Okay. All right. So just shout scoliosis. I really thought you were going to run with the R word on that one, but sure.
Oh, fuck. You're always one step ahead, Goldie.
scoliosis, if something comes up. You told me before we recorded that you deleted Twitter off your phone.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
It's been that long.
Too toxic. Yeah. Like just the fucking, it's the worst one of all of them.
Too many characters.
It's just so shit. And now I people get canceled. I don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Like I got to wait to be told.
Yeah.
And then I just got to the point where I was like walking around during the day. I'd be obsessed with seeing some shit on there. And like I'd meet 20 people in a day. None of them would know what I would be talking about. So I'm just like, what's the fucking point of this? I just got rid of it, you know?
Yeah, it is a self-encapsulated just bubble of just shit and negativity.
Yeah, but where are they? Like, you see them, but like, where are these? I never meet these people like in my life. So I'm like, well, why do I care who they're trying to fucking get rid of? You know what I mean?
Because they're all like pale mole people that are just furiously tweeting, you know, all day. They're not out and about doing anything. And that's why it's gotten worse in all these lockdowns, because no one has anything better to do but just tweet shit out and attack people and cancel. And man, a year and a half is good, but do you find yourself going through the like Safari on the phone to get into Twitter?
Nah, yeah. I've managed to not do that. I go like on the laptop, I'll check it when I get home. I'll just have a bit of a look, but it's way less addictive because you're like, who cares, you know? But it does mean sometimes people talk shit to me and then it'll be like 9 hours till I get a write a reply. So when I do come back with like some hectic comeback, they think I've been thinking about it for hours. And it's like, no, that's fresh. That is actually fresh, all right? I know it seems like I've been in a lab plotting it, but no, that's fresh.
Yeah. So what's your platform of choice then? Instagram?
I love the gram, yeah. I fucking love the gram.
The gram's good.
Gram's good, man. It's funny.
Mike, good. I think you're a bit of a gram hound at the moment, because whenever I put up a story, within 1 second, Mike Goldstein view.
Mm.
You know, are you in there with your little mustache drinking scotch, just scrolling on two screens? What's going on?
Sending heart emojis to all the girl stories he follows.
Oh yeah, well because we share
creepy
that
creepy Mike.
So we share that account, so I get, you know, I see it straight away when you've posted a story or something. But it's been, you know, this year has been a long few months of you know, slightly tilting my phone away from my partner so she can't see the women I follow on Instagram.
Oh my god!
He's looking back at her. He's looking back. He's looking over. For anyone playing at home, we can see him, and he's looking over his shoulder. He's just—he's in the firing line.
There, I just tilted the Zoom camera so we can see her. Flicking me off in the background there. That's good. Yeah. So then, I guess it would be notes, camera roll, or search history. Like, what do you think would be most damaging in your phone, Gerard?
I don't know. Maybe camera roll, but there's a lot of photos in there. I got that iPhone 10 at the start of the year. Good camera.
Yeah.
Or 11, sorry.
You'd have lot of screenshots. You'd be in the private.
Yeah, yeah. Chat. Oh, yeah. You know, Mike, I learned from the best, huh?
Yeah. I'm talking to the two lone rangers here are fucking screenshots. I would hate to see what's going on. Well, on that,
he's
phone.
The sheriff. I'm the deputy. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Do you realize if there's two lone rangers, they're not lone at all? But we'll move on.
Best friends.
What would you guys be? Generic white guy Rangers.
Yeah.
Short back.
Well, he's not white. That's the thing, you know. I'd love to claim him as one of ours, but yeah. He's...
No, Capper even said the other day that I'm a secret Asian man, and to the tune of Secret Agent Man. He thought he was... It was very clever.
Oh, man. Even a broken clock's right twice a day. That's red hot. That's fucking great. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I was singing it in the car with my girlfriend. I was singing Secret Asian Man. And I said, I wonder if I know a secret Asian man. I'm like, oh, yeah, Mike's half Sri Lankan. He's a secret Asian. And then she just looked at me in, like, as if to say, like, why am I in a car with this guy? Like, why? You just tell us you wanted to grab the wheel and just straight into a post or something.
Yeah. But that, like, implies that I'm, like, undercover at some, like, curry cook-up. And then, you know, it's I'm out in the open. You see the thin, terrible mustache? That screams Sri Lankan. So it's, you know, I'm starting to come out. I'm out
man, it screams Police Academy porn parody. I think that's what that mustache screams.
Am I the Steve Guttenberg character?
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't you like to see the dude who was the guy who made the voices in Police Academy?
Winslow. Michael Winslow.
Yeah, he's just in a porno going bleh, bleh, as he's doing it.
Oi, 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 oi.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm about to come.
Last week we had everyone's favorite mouth gargler Ray Badgerin on the on the episode.
How's the episode? It's good. I got a fine hack. I'm worried. Is it gonna be okay?
Dude, I had a lot of feedback from people like going, "Is he really breathing that heavy and with that much liquid in his face at all times?" So like, yeah.
Oh man, one of my best friends, Ray Badgerin, love the man. It's a fucking maniac, but the best.
Oh, yeah. He was, you know, he wrote back to me and because I had to comment on a photo of, you know, open mic comedian Ray Cashman.
Yeah.
I commented on a photo of his saying, hey, mate, hope you're doing well in lockdown. But the photo was from like 2014. And then he sent me a message and said, hey, mate, I'm doing something like a big business idea and then
I got this message as well, yeah.
So for the Patreon, we're going to keep that disclosed. If you want that to know that, then join up to the Patreon. It's only $5. But it's a crazy story and a lot of comedians contacted me going, yeah, I got fucking messages from this dude as well.
Yeah.
But the best.
But if you don't want to sign up to Patreon, you can just message me and I'll tell you for $5. So that's actually just a quicker way to get the money.
9 hours get later. The answer.
Yeah, you'll get it eventually.
McGugan's texting you off the top of some skyscraper with the windows falling out. Yeah, but the best thing about it was, yeah, I commented on this photo of him in 2014. This photo of him looks horrific. He's wearing a bandana and shit. But then it started up everyone else, all of his mates that I don't know, started posting on it, on the photo, going like, oh, this looks horrid, or like, whoa, this is crazy, like, when the fuck was this? And just roasting him, and it's great. So we put the screenshot up in on the gram, check it out.
In the group, yeah.
Yeah, but it has led to a pretty wild fallout that we will save for the Patreon as a hook to get you guys in. And also, might as well get the plug in now. On the Patreon, we just put up two more bonus episodes. And because we're back in lockdown doing this shit over the Zoom, we've using the share screen option and have been going through each other's laptop histories, which has been brutal. Just the shit that you don't even fucking realize is in there.
Let's just say I forgot that I applied for a job at one of the worst places ever. You guys can guess what it is. Yeah, and I forgot it was on there, so check it out. It's fucked. It's terrible. Yeah. It really shows the degradation of a 37-year-old man.
See, would be a good one to, if you wanted to scold Goldstein, is because I stay with him when I'm in Melbourne all the time. Yeah. Is Foxtel saved movies list or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He just saves like every comedy special, then watches it emotionless and never laughs.
Yeah.
the amount of times I've walked in the lounge room and he's like watching something, just no smile at all. Yeah. Like Comedy Central half hour, just watches it all. Absolutely no break in emotion at all.
What kind of asshole laughs at a comedy special? That's what I want.
It's meant to be funny. Like some of them, like, that's pretty funny. Like, I'll laugh at it, but you just stand there silently wishing that you were them or some shit.
I'm so jaded on comedy. I can't even watch specials anymore because now, like, watching a comedy special is like watching someone fix an 8-track recorder or something. You know, you're just like, that's a job of the past. It should not exist. You know?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the, with the Ray Badgerin episode, his tweet, which I think you definitely saw, Gerard, was the
that was great.
All the slasher like villains, Jason and Michael Myers, but like drawn in a homoerotic fashion. And Ray's tweet was just pretty cool. And the best thing about it was he hadn't tweeted in like a month, and so this was his big return to
the Twitter. Well, if you want, I can do that. I just need to do it in the laptop. If there's anything you want to get me with or whatever, but it'll just take a little bit longer. It won't be as instant.
Man, it won't take that long to type retard.
People expect that from me at this point.
And there was some good fallout from that. Like, I got a couple retweets. I think he still left it up. So go check out Ray Badgerin's Twitter if you want to see that photo and some of the comments on there of people implying that either Ray drew it or, you know, he was obviously a huge fan of the art. My tweet, I can't believe. I mean, I guess at this point, I'm so dead inside, I don't really give a shit putting anything out in the world. But, Kapper had me tweet, this was right after masks became mandatory in Melbourne. I tweeted, does anyone have an old G-string I can use as a mask? I'd wear that all day. Right?
I saw that one.
It sucks. It sucks so bad. And I saw like my follower count start to just drop a bit. And I was just like, I fucking panicked and took it down.
Really? Man, whenever I do a fuck tweet or a fuck thing that you make me do, I never watch any of that stuff. I should now. I will now. I'll know my true friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I only got such a small following that a couple of people drop out and I'm like, fuck, this is doing some damage.
There goes the career.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have enough people to virtue signal to. I don't know what to do if I'm, you know, losing people over a G-string mask.
You got to rebrand as Sri Lankan, man. You can't be walking around like a white guy with that mustache.
I called all the major agencies in Australia and I put on my Sri Lankan accent. And for some reason, they still don't want me.
It's not like,
how does that go? What does that sound
like? Hello, would you like a very funny comedian to be on your books?
Wow, it's like I'm watching the gala.
Yeah. And my dad told me to do something. I was like, Papa Dom, preach like the Madonna song. It's all very good.
There's no fucking way this is making it in.
Dude, I could say this, you know. I could hold up a picture of my mom and it's fine, you know.
You need to do that, man. We talked about that, didn't we? Just you holding up a huge picture of your mother.
Yeah.
And then just do the most, you know, racist stuff. On
but I don't think that it just looks like I just printed out a picture of an old brown lady and then just to give me license.
Yeah, you just need
to hear what we had Jonathan Schuster on last week. It hasn't come out yet, but he used to do a bit about how like half Indian and half white babies, like they grow up like absolutely beautiful or completely disgusting. But he said it would never work until he did the show. He did it once and Cameron Duggan was in the room and he made him get up on stage and be like, look, all disgusting like that. And just pointed at him, like made him stand there for the whole joke. So fucking gross. Like, why would you agree to that?
Yeah, that's perfect. Because what's Duggan's half Indian, half Australian?
Half white, yeah.
Yeah, and he turned out, as we know,
Hideous.
Cave troll. Yeah.
Yeah.
Face like a robber's dog.
He looks like a pug that got ran over.
And rolled into a bottle shop.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if I was more brown, who knows what would have happened? But,
sky would have been the limit.
It would have been the limit, dude. But for whatever reason, you know, my white side won out. Like, I'm like if colonialism was a person, right? So it's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, but my...
But I think the whites are going to come back. White men are coming back in a big way.
You think the pendulum's going to swing back to the...
Well, with the rise of the Karen... We can get back to business as usual. Yeah. They're taking all the heat. Let's put them out there. They go nuts and coals, and then we can get back to our devious ways.
But surely,
back
what's
to running
the,
shit.
It's going to be, they're going to come up with a name that's the male equivalent of a Karen, and it's just going to be.
Fuck. It's never going to be as good.
A Barry.
Like, Karen's just like, I've heard them like try to get Greg going and stuff. It's like, good. Greg's a good, solid name. There's no problem with that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great.
That's a bloody I think like something. I don't know where I was going with this. Actually,
I forgot.
How often does your fucking mind just run out of steam halfway through talking?
I'm drinking a coffee. I'm drinking a coffee. I thought, I'll get in on this. I got a great thing, and then I completely forgot it.
Yeah, it's double hard for us over Zoom because there's a delay with the technology, but then added delay with Capper's brain, and it's just like, it's fucked.
He's 12 seconds behind on everything.
We got a double delay here. It's terrible.
Yeah. So that was the hex from the Ray Badgerin app. We plugged the Patreon. Make sure you get on that. Hear the real fallout from the Ray Cashman comment on Facebook last week. And then the bonus apps are crazy now with the Zoom screen sharing. Should we get into the phones then?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it.
All right, so spinning the wheel to see what we go through in my phone this week. And then hopefully you can see shit when I hold it up to the camera. There's the wheel.
Oh, you got a digital one now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Pretty cool.
We're all digital, baby.
I saw the analog one when you came to Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that is search history.
Okay. This should be interesting. Now, Mike, what are we... Speaking of the guy from Triple J who's got ring-a-ding-ding-ding, you got the Kings.
Yeah.
We found out that you Googled last week. Were you Googling one of the cast members from... Hot Island or that hot sex island?
Oh, Too Hot to Handle?
Yeah, Too Hot to Handle.
Well, it was him. Like, it was the dude that he's Harry Joust or something. He's from some regional town in Australia. And yeah, he was on Triple J. So yeah, I Googled him. I don't think it was other cast members.
Didn't you?
Well, I put in Too Hot to Handle cast members because I didn't know his name.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, didn't you Google like one of the, no, that was a sports reporter or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
All right, Capper just on fire again.
It's so good. You just get to watch him walk the plank. Here he goes, and he's in the ocean.
Yeah. Okay. It's, you know, people usually use that old line that, you know, the walk wasn't worth the view. But with Capper, it's a walk to throw yourself off the cliff where the view should be.
I'm just like,
oh my god, it's contagious. Now you've got it.
Yeah. I watch, you know, when you're watching the Uber come pick you up and then it takes a wrong turn, you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, damn, there it. You go. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh fuck, I'm back.
Perfect analogy.
All right. I don't know if you could read that or you want to tell me to go like four down or something.
Seth Rogen age.
Yeah.
Unfreeze Mac.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Charlie's
Theron's age.
Yeah,
Charlie's Theron's age.
That was because we watched, it was kind of a not great movie, Long Shot, with him and Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. And in it, I think they do state that she's a few years older than him, but I think he's 38 and she's like 43 or something. So yeah, it was just out of curiosity after watching a Long Shot to see what the actual age difference was between those two. And the weirdest part about that movie is that everyone's for some reason massive fans of the boy group Boys to Men. And it's like how they meet at a function. And it was just so stupid. I mean, you know, they had a couple good songs, but it was just random as shit. And yeah, not the best movie. And that was the search in the phone.
Sometimes with like Seth Rogen movies, they've all got that same formula that you and I have talked about. white people dancing in slow motion to a loud hip-hop track. And then there's always some daggy reference, like in like Boys to Men, like, how funny was this old group? Like, it's always got some little tinge like that. So just simpletons go, oh, yeah, this movie's so funny. All they do is talk about Boys to Men, where people like us are like, no, like fucking actually write some funny shit.
Well, like the irony sort of humor. I remember that, like, you know, what's that, more nostalgia based or whatever?
Yeah.
It's just like you just comment on a thing that was before instead of making anything good.
Yeah. And it just went way too long. And another movie that he did was Knocked Up. So he just writes movies where he just pairs himself with, you know, hot blondes and he's just this fucking Jew schlub character, which is, I guess, the dream if you get to that level. But yeah, so that was that search in the phone. Let's see if you could see anything else.
I watched the Wu-Tang documentary and it had Seth Rogen's comment on Wu-Tang, like, yeah, it was unlike anything I'd ever heard before. And you're like,
in my middle class home in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what the who cares, man? Like, also, Wu-Tang, yeah, it is a different type of hip hop, but I didn't listen to Wu-Tang and go, whoa, this is something I haven't heard before. Like, it was fucking, it all sounded like Wu-Tang, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, it was all the fucking same.
All you knew is that you didn't like it and you were.
Yeah, I was like, put Garth Brooks on.
Something about these guys I just don't like.
All right, anything else in the search, if you can read that?
Hustlers movie lawsuit.
Right.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Yeah.
So I think it sounds better than it is. So in lockdown, we've been doing nothing but, you know, watching movies and TV shows. There's nothing else really. And we watched J-Lo's movie Hustlers about strippers.
I've seen it, yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they basically just drug Wall Street guys and steal all their money. That's the whole premise. Yeah. And they were sued by the actual chick that J-Lo's character is based off of. And if you look at J-Lo, and this classic thing with movies, and you look at the lady that J-Lo was based off of, fucking, so, yeah, they don't look too similar. The other one looks like a stripper that steals money off dudes. and then J-Lo looks like J-Lo. It's, so I remember when the movie came out and there was, this huge lawsuit. So I think she tried to sue the producers of the movie for $4 million, but that it was eventually kicked out of court or whatever. She didn't like how she was represented. And you're like, really? You didn't like J-Lo playing you in this movie and whatever money you would have got? You know, like three years ago, you were drugging Wall Street guys and fucking robbing them. You know, you'd be happy.
Because it's her story, so she would have got a good cut of it, you would think.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the rights to the story, at least. Yeah.
So she just wanted more money. So, yeah, I forgot what the
Let me get these film executives in a room. I know what to do. I'll get them drugged and I'll get more money out of them.
Yeah.
That's probably that's the move.
Yeah, exactly.
Stick to what you know.
So that was that one, the Hustlers movie lawsuit. I kind of wish, I don't know, there was more to that, but it was also insane to me that the whole premise of that movie was, I don't know, they were portrayed as kind of obviously the protagonists and the heroes, but really just drugging dudes and robbing them.
Yeah. Because it was ketamine and something. They found like a special mix, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's like just the right amount of, was it?
MDMA, ketamine and...
Ketamine and something else.
Yeah.
And they just make you alive enough to drag you to the ATM. But like out of it enough that you wouldn't remember it or whatever.
Oh, dude, if you
flip genders...
It's
weird they never made a movie where the sexes are changed. Yeah, it's weird they never made that. Like,
oh, dude. I was thinking if they made a movie where you flip genders and it's guys drugging women, totally different picture though. Like it doesn't.
What if Magic Mike 3? That's what it was. Like the storyline goes crazy.
Oh, it's just Channing Tatum drugging rich cougars.
Finish your riff. What happens?
Yeah. And then it just bombs. They're just like, why didn't this work? Hustlers worked.
Yeah.
Why didn't Magic Mike 3 work?
Well, we should do that. We'll pitch that for Magical Michael 3, the Hustler remix. I don't know if there's anything else that's going to come up in... Search history there. One more thing, if you could see anything that pops out.
Funny hazmat suit tennis or something.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. This shit, all my searches just fucking suck.
really?
Well, because they weren't sure whether you had to wear the masks on the tennis court when they first implemented the rule. So I found a GIF of a guy playing tennis in a hazmat suit and sent it to the guy I was playing tennis with later that week. And oh, did we laugh.
Dude.
Oh, I got to thank you. I won some money on two tips you gave me.
Yeah.
For the thing. Is it Djokovic? The big, is that the guy who won the Australian Open?
Yeah, that was this year's Australian Open.
But he was down three sets at the start of the... he's down two sets at the start of that match.
I think he won the first set and then dropped the next two. Yeah, so he was on the brink. Yeah, and then you were like...
And I texted you being like, is he going to win this? And you said, absolutely. And I bet a lot of money on it and at pretty good odds. And then it went... And then he came back and won. And I was like, yes.
Oh, dude. So, and that was when I was there live watching the final from three rows back. Amazing. 2020 has been the best year of my life.
Yeah. What a lifestyle this Patreon affords you. Yeah. Three rows back, champagne.
Oh, dude.
Hazmat suit searches.
Actually, that's another Patreon story in itself. Well, I forget which one it's from. I don't know whether it's in the description, but Mike had to sit next to a celebrity's, and the celebrity couldn't make it, so she sent her uncle along. And annoyed the shit out of Mike and Husey for the whole match.
Oh, dude. It's
a great story.
I'll say it was meant to be Rebel Wilson, and then she had to go to the BAFTAs, and then her uncle ended up sitting next to me and then told Husey and I like crazy racist jokes throughout the whole match. Yeah.
Yeah, hard to pay attention on the tennis when you're howling laughing, I imagine.
I know, exactly.
Man, tennis, so good. Racism, it seems like Mike's wet dream.
All right, should we keep moving with the phones?
Yeah, all right,
let's do it.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what we're going through in Capper's phone. The piece of shit Oppo. Are you familiar with the Oppo technology, Gerard?
Yeah, I saw a homeless guy use one once, but that's about as far as my experience with it. Oh, wow.
Even the homeless guy would have been like, this interface sucks.
that's the last time I hang out with you in Sydney, Gerard, you fuck. I met you on that bench in private.
All right. We are in notes for Capper.
Notes. Oh, yeah. I'll get my fucked notepad out.
Because he's been going old school. He's been going notebook lately. Yeah, and it's...
Wow.
It's just the ramblings of a goddamn lunatic.
It's good to see a bit of a insight into how he lives. Pretty grim.
His room?
Very greasy. Very greasy laptop camera.
It's
bit of shit. No natural light.
It looks like, yeah, the zoom camera into Capper's room, it's like a... Like you're looking through the porthole of a old ship.
Looks like somewhere the Ninja Turtles would live. Like you just kind of peek your head in. You're like, it's very little light, very dank.
I'm actually on a ship, guys. I got the one cruise gig that I gave out all year.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, actually performing to the elite, the absolute elite. I'm getting paid.
Bart Freeman's going to be furious.
okay, so... got some bits there. I don't know whether...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Awful.
It's terrifying, that notebook.
Anything
you have to
there
read... Can... Just read out... I see monkey, just something that says monkey.
Monkey United something?
Monkey with a hat on. Monkey with hat on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a story here. I don't know whether this is funny, but this really happened. There's a guy I go bouldering with, and... Before I went bouldering with him, he came up to me in the gym and said, "Hey, mate, I really like your podcast." And I was like, "Great.
Do you mind if I climb up your scoliosis back?"
So, yeah, that's the boulder.
He's like, "I just look like I can get a real good grip on that."
He actually asked if he could climb my huge shaft with the two boulders at the bottom, which is pretty sick. No, Lewis, if you're out there, please. He did not say that. I don't want to lose another listener. But he said that, and then another time I was in the car park of the bouldering shop waiting to go in, and he tapped on the window, and I wound down the window, and I was listening to my own podcast.
Oh my God.
So I just looked like a total fucking dick, like. And I think I was laughing as well, like, you've done it again.
Anything to get the downloads up, huh?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I've got to listen, you know, listen to my own genius, like, oh yeah, you did, yeah, do that again.
Oh my God, shut up.
Do you finish most of the thoughts, like, when you're sitting there listening to it? Do you, like, remember where you were going half the time?
Well, look, arguably it depends on the talent we have on at the time, you know. Sometimes if they're not pulling their weight, I lose my way a bit, you know.
I'm A+. I'm quality. Yeah, as good as it gets for you.
Knocking it out of the park. We've had multiple retards. It's perfect.
Gerard can't function if there's just absolutely no ripping on someone's life, or no tales of debauchery or killing or fights or scraps, you know. So yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Wait till we get onto that one. You know.
What's in a bouldering shop? Chalk. What else are you buying there?
You buy like shoes and hanging racks and stuff like that.
What the fuck is a hanging rack?
It's where you hang, your hangboard. You practice at home. You have a hangboard at home.
Do you get fingerless gloves? That would be cool.
Man, I saw a dude with fingerless gloves once and I was like, that dude is a fucking mad dog. Like, that is sick.
I think no one with fingerless gloves doesn't also own a wallet chain as well, like those
or
products.
Or lick their own fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way you have those gloves and don't lick your own fingers.
It's a good way to keep a 1.5-meter distance fingerless gloves, I reckon. Like, that's pretty handy in Corona.
Ironically, that's how long a wallet chain normally is as well. So if you just stretch it out like that, that's you're good, you're solid.
If you got a wallet chain and then Limp Bizkit just blasting out of the little portable JBL, that's sick.
And people with wallet chains often have like absolutely no money to protect anyways.
Like, yeah. Makes no sense. Walking around in etnies no one would ever steal.
So monkey with a hat on, that was that like a sketch idea, or you just love the idea of a monkey wearing a little hat?
No, I just like the idea of a monkey wearing a little hat. Like, yeah.
Well, all right, Joe Rogan, slow down.
I know, yeah. But if you saw a monkey with a Panama hat on, you know, you'd be like, I don't know, not that funny. But a cat backwards.
Yeah. Sick. Jamie, can we pull up the video of the monkey with the little hat?
Hey, Elon,
I wonder how far you guys are. You wouldn't be far off from having a minion soon, would you? You have like a little minion on the side that does stuff for you.
We got a producer. He's a farmhand that does all our mixing and stuff. And we need him on site though to pull shit up as we discuss it, you know. And then that'd we could do the full Rogan here's a rhino chewing a lady's face off video or whatever.
Maybe you could wash cap his camera laptop as well.
He sends me videos of his tractors starting up and stuff, Callum, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's good, that's a nice one. And we talk about machinery a lot. It's great.
How did he learn to sound mix? He was just
I guess he got taught by his, I don't know, a farmer or some shit, or
passed down from farmer to farmer.
He's got like a horse
to produce podcasts.
he's got like a horse, like Mr. Ed, that taught him how to do it. I don't know. We could try. What's another one here?
Just anything. Just flip the next page over, and whatever is right in the middle of that page, you could read it out, and then we can move on.
I've got. Maybe I should. Okay. What about, sorry, I got banana written really big. I don't know why I did that. It's written here.
Because I think when you're sitting there, it's stream of consciousness and you're just looking around the house.
Yeah.
You saw fucked. That.
You can see that line, but monkey hat, what are they, banana? That's the next page.
Yeah.
That's at least I understand how he's operating. It's all linear. It's fine. You know?
That notebook's more linear than your actual stream of consciousness.
Or you're back.
Or you're back.
Actually, I'm sitting in a nice office chair at the moment, all right, that I stole from my old work. But
is it custom made to be in the shape of a question mark?
Actually, I fixed that up by making a chair out of pallets that just goes in an L shape to really straighten that out, you know?
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
All right, what about this one? I want your guys' opinion on this one. I had a dream that I was in the sequel to Groundhog Day, and the only way to get the day right was to fuck a warthog. At least I learned how to ice sculpture.
Nice.
This is a dream?
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you stick with groundhog, like fuck a groundhog? You went,
Oh, yeah, that's right. I said warthog instead of groundhog.
That's a typo. That's
a typo he wrote out.
Warthog day. That's
I can't
sick.
Imagine you just waking up. You're like, oh, I got to get this down. Yeah. Like, grab a pen and paper quick.
But it speaks a lot of, you know, it reveals a lot about you that you went from groundhog to fucking a warthog. Because that's obviously where your affiliations lie. Erotically.
You like little furry things.
Yeah.
He can't get through Lion King without barring up.
I saw a real warthog in South Africa. They're fucking cool. They actually look like the one in Lion King. It's crazy.
Would you fuck it or what?
No, of course not.
Hakuna Matata, man. Fuck that warthog. That's what the song's about.
What a wonderful phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only problem I had with Groundhog Day. I'm like, why not a warthog? Why didn't they fucking use a warthog? That's the only problem I have with it. None of the other problematic stuff that is now arisen in Groundhog Day, just that it wasn't a warthog, you know?
Slightly off topic, but I remember being at a, do you know Scary Canary, Kappa, the backpackers bar in the city?
Yeah.
I was there was a bouncer there when I was younger. He's a giant Tongan guy, and he had Hakuna Matata tattooed on his forearms like that when you put them together.
Yeah.
Which is, what does it mean? Don't worry or means no worries?
No worries.
Then I saw him lay out someone so hard. I was like, I think you worry about some things. I think you're worried about drunks getting into this venue.
Yeah, the guy he's laying out doesn't have a worry-free philosophy because his fucking face is caved in.
Straight onto George Street, bang.
Because every dude he knocks out, they're this out cold that hard, they just start going,
start it's so weird for some hardcore bouncer or whatever he was to get a Disney song tattooed on his forearms.
Yeah, it's one of those island, you know, the island, some of them they're like, he's fucking broad but also so tall.
Yeah,
he's like 6'6", just giant man, just Hakuna Matata, like, would have thought it'd be like something else, but he's like, check this out.
He's got Sebastian the Crab on his back. Just
he's a complicated man.
Mate, I'm going to put you under the sea if you don't shut up, all right? but I didn't have a dream that I had sex with a warthog, but because originally that joke was going to be I was in the sequel to Groundhog Day, and to get the day right, I had to suck Bill Murray off. But then I thought... that wasn't funny enough. I thought it's better if I make out with the warthog. I mean, the groundhog. But I thought what the funny bit of that is I also learned how to ice sculpture. Do you reckon you guys could make that a little better, or do you reckon I'm onto something there?
I think you...
Look, it's all bad. It's definitely all bad.
All right, Bill Hicks.
My bit of advice, tear out the page, put it in the bin, go back to sleep. That would be my advice.
Look, mate, I'm sorry it's not some tale from the fucking Central Coast or wherever you're from, all right? Whatever you're writing.
Oh, got me again. Tell me what you really think, idiot.
No, I think you should write the, you know, movie Warthog Day, and then it's that's the premise. You got to fuck a warthog. But then it'd be so funny if it's like a short film and just like you just immediately fuck the warthog, and then it just like, and then it's Wednesday the next day or whatever. You're like, oh, that was easy. Yeah.
Was it you and I, Mike? Because someone, my housemate, past guest Nico, said, what would you do if you had all the money in the world?
Yeah.
And I think you and I talked about this, where I said, I would get them to still make Marvel movies. But at the end, when there's the Easter egg, just the Marvel movie, exactly the same. But when the Easter egg happens, it's just Captain America fucking a deer. Like, so everyone's stuck around and it's just the most horrific scene ever.
just to ruin people's lives.
Yeah, and no one knows why it's R-rated. They're like, there wasn't one, like, why is it X-rated? Like, it's, you know, there's no...
That would be like... The price of that would be so high because that's a $1 billion franchise. So you got to get at least $1 billion that you'd have enough influence where you could be like, keep it the same. However,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm putting this, like, you'd send yourself, you'd be back in the same room you are now at the end of it. Like,
but it's all the money in the world. So,
it's
like,
all the money in the world.
Most people would, you know, solve world hunger or, you know, and wars, whatever. But Capra just wants children to ruin the rest of their lives, basically.
No, no. Well, you know, it'd still have that rating there. But
right. So you can only get in if you're 18 and above and then the Easter egg.
So everyone's just puzzled why the whole movie that it's, yeah, at this and then, yeah, at the end. I think it's the best practical joke you could ever do, really.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Would it be old Captain America? Like, just when he's at, like, wrapping up at the end of the franchise, he's on that bench, and then a deer walks into frame, and then he just has at it.
Yeah. I think it would be when he's scrawny before he becomes Captain America.
Oh, you're talking about like prequel.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how he turns. That's how he turns into the captain, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets the goat. Or the deer. Sorry, I've changed animals already.
Jesus, how many animals do you fantasize about?
This is groundhog to warthog all over again.
Yeah, so that's what's in my fucked notepad. I'm sorry there isn't... there's a lot of weird psycho killer stuff here, but it's not... what about this banger, actually? One more.
All right.
What about this, guys? Take this. Take this band that you guys might know. Mumford sure has some annoying sons.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys think of that? Take that, Mumford and Sons, you shit band.
Wow.
You don't seem impressed, Gerard, by my by my burn. Are you a Mumford and Sons fan?
Yeah.
That's why he's always wearing overalls and chewing hay. That's his fucking style.
Yeah, they've appropriated my culture. I'm the country retard, all right? Leave it alone.
So was that going to be a tweet or no? It was just you were just having a go at the classic folksy stylings of Mumford and his Sons.
Yeah, they're kind of annoying. It's always like whining and like, rah, rah, it's like that. Like, you know, I don't know, get some madness in there. Get some crazy shit. I don't know. Have a bit of fun, guys. You know, they're always like,
fuck a warthog or a groundhog.
Yeah, yeah,
anything.
Yeah, a bit of Kuna Matata, a bit of Under the Sea.
Well, there was a while there when Triple J was playing nothing but that style of music, like the Lumineers, Mumford and Sons. Like, it was like the whitest music you can imagine. And now they...
Was that like 5 years ago?
More. I want to say like mid-2000s or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So you would have been 36, 37 then, Mike?
I was about, 30, 37, and then I've just been stuck. I haven't aged at all. I've been in a warthog day ever since.
He's very sensitive about his age, Nick. If you ever want to get him with anything, very sensitive about his age.
I love getting roasted by people 2 years younger than me. It's it's brutal.
I've still got more time to make it than you do.
By make it, do you mean a construction site project?
I tell you what, it is weird though, is that I could tell that you've kind of half given up stand up, Gerard, and you're kind of making money out of construction because you're betting on sports. When you said that, when you said you were betting on sports, I was like, whoa, this guy's a fucking baller. Sick.
Oh, no.
I would never bet.
Not a lot. A hot tip's a hot tip. Mike's got the good tips.
Oh, NFL and tennis, I'm all over it. Why should come to you for some tips? But I don't know. What's your specialty there? It's like jiu-jitsu.
UFC.
Yeah.
I make good cash on that.
You are the Joe Rogan of Australia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're infinitely wealthy.
I'm the worst guy ever because Connell told us, you know, he past guest Daniel Connell, he told us that he was addicted to gambling, but he still follows the racing. So the two times that I have been at the races since I've known him, I've texted him for a tip. And one time his uncle texted me back and said, oh, you got to follow this one. And it lost. And I said, oh, tell your uncle that he's a complete waste of fucking time.
He's trying to help you out with it. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't control the universe. Yeah. He can't make it win.
I was furious because the first time he gave me tips, they all won. And I was like, oh. And I was in with the in-laws, like, oh, not in-laws, like my sister's boyfriend's family. They were like, where are you getting these tips from? This is amazing, you know. And then the second time, absolutely tanked. So, yeah, it was I was really angry at the Connell family, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Ham out of the can for that Christmas, was it?
But it's just funny that you're hitting up Dan Connell, who had a gambling addiction for tips. You know, it's like
a serious one, too.
Yeah.
Well, he said he still like, follows like it.
It's like asking an alcoholic to grab you a slab on his way home.
Actually, I did that yesterday because I'm still awaiting the results of my COVID test. So Nico, my housemate's given up drinking. So I asked if he could go get me some beers and he did.
Nice.
So yeah. Fuck. I mean, he wasn't an alcoholic, but yeah, he was depressed.
What brought on the test? Is it just because Melbourne's crazy at the moment?
I got these huge warts on my dick. And
you mean the warthog, as we call it?
I started.
Did they just show up, or they've been there a while?
I started ejaculating bright green. And,
oh my god!
Classic corona symptoms, though. You know?
They didn't.
That would be a good character to someone that just tries to equate all their sexual misadventures to COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't
I'm sorry. Like a rash. I got a COVID rash on my ass again.
Yeah. So sorry. I never usually pre-jack. It's the corona. It's really.
Yeah, they didn't accept my sample at all. It was terrible.
You mean your ecto cooler semen?
Yeah. So no, I just you know, my girlfriend had the sniffles and sore throat, so I thought I better go in as well because, you know, I got to share everything with her. So yeah.
Did they do the swab to the back of the nostril?
Oh man!
There?
Oh, it was hardcore. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty. I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was prepared for the worst, but yeah, it was like. Because they put it way down and it just feels uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Like I've had a dick up my nostril, but it didn't go in that far, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that when you were bouldering?
No, it was that time it was that time when you wouldn't give me the Patreon money unless you fucked me in the nostril.
Yeah, that's true. join the Patreon anyway, so we can not have to go through any of that type stuff ever again. And we could get out of the notebook though. We should spin the wheel for Gerard's phone.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Come on.
All right, so let's get into Gerard's phone to see what we're going through in that. Said no draft tweets, but I'm kind of hoping it lands on what I hoped it would. That is camera roll.
Okay.
Camera rolling.
It's going to be a bit hard through the thing, but I'll...
I'll show it. Open up your camera roll and then just... I don't know if we can really see it through here, but maybe...
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Go like three down or just something random. Might be too bright. Let's see. What do we have here? What's going on with the...
Okay, we've got a screenshot of a message there or something. Is that too... Look. Is that too, you don't have to say any names, but is there...
Oh, that's just a compliment.
Oh, a compliment. Oh, no.
I'll try and find something. Fuck.
I saw a face mask.
I saw two screenshots
photo.
There, but were they...
Yeah, that's all right. What about this? That's...
Ooh.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a screenshot of this Italian chick I hooked up with once.
Okay.
Oh, man. So embarrassing for you. Like,
oh, yeah. Audio visual medium. Audio medium. Okay. It's quite the mug off there. But, yeah, she's actually really hot to all listeners. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
what? why did you screenshot that? Is to like go, oh yeah, cool. Back when I was a bloody madman.
Yeah, because we were talking about how when I was in Italy, I stayed with her, and all these like Italian guys would come to her house and like yell out to her to come to like be like, hey, like just like yell from the street up at her.
Yeah.
Like, because the Me Too movement has never, it never hit Italy.
No.
Like, they just do wild shit over there like that, where they just show up at your house and scream for your daughter, and you got to be like, oh, you rascal, get out of here, you know? So I took
the
photo
of it. Were they playing the accordion and shit and all that kind of stuff?
No, they would just like occasionally show up and yell, and I'd be like, I'm in here, guys. Like, go away. Like,
so wait, would you go out on the balcony and actually scare them off, or was it a...
No. No way.
They were like, it was crazy. Make this cuck watch. We're into it. Yeah, that's...
That would be the ultimate insult. You're like a good-looking and Italian man. You're like, oh, look, there's this woman I'm courting. And then you yell at a window, and then fucking the palest, whitest, most generic looking dude walks out. He's just like, fucking
I got him beat.
How many Italian dudes killed themselves in that week?
Oh, I got this as well that I've screenshotted.
All right.
I don't mind this at all.
That is a
custom Waligi crucifix. $35.
So Waluigi, the characters from the Mario Brothers game,
yeah,
on a crucifix.
$35 on sale.
Man, that is good. You snap that up or what?
I'm gonna, yeah.
Yeah. What, going above the bedboard?
Yeah, I just gotta save a little bit more money and then yeah.
So in that, I couldn't really see it. Waluigi is crucified. He's on the crucifix. Yes. Right.
He's purple, but the crucifix is also purple.
All right. So just classic, not even Wario. They didn't even go with the classic, you know, Mario villain. They went with the...
No, Waluigi's it's a strange character. He's not, no one quite knows if he's canon or not, because he appears and he disappears. <It's>
like, he was in the...
That's why it's a rare find, like, yeah, to find him.
He was in the...
Yeah, but also...
The St. James version of Mario Kart, I think. The the fuck? Just like...
also, I think Wario, he's a big fella. Bit hard to put onto a crucifix.
Yeah.
You know, if you're carving that out, if you're making that sculpture, you got to go, okay, what's the easiest character to put on the crucifix? But then why didn't they just go with Luigi? But then maybe they don't want to sacrifice Luigi. Maybe Waluigi's a good one to sacrifice.
Right. So do you think crosses aren't load-bearing? So there was no fat people crucified back in the day?
Probably not. They probably would have had to starve them for a bit, then nail them up.
So Jesus was ideal.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It depends how good your crucifixes were. If you had a dodgy carpenter in the area, you would have to. But
hey, let's lay off dodgy carpenters, please. Yeah. All right. Some things are across the line. I've specifically said that was across the line before we started.
Yeah, if Gerard was putting your crucifix together, you probably wouldn't even put a kid on it, to be honest.
Okay, all right.
So wait, okay, so that's... Was that Facebook Marketplace, the Waluigi crucifix thing? Is that where you...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I snapped it off there and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get this.
Oh, man, that's you'd put a high bid in for that. But, yeah, other than that, it was the Italian chick on Instagram. And, you know, you hooked up with her and she was very attractive. But it must not have been that hard if all you have to do is walk by her apartment and yell, hey, hey Tina, or whatever. Yo, Marie. How about some?
Yo, get down here, Marie.
How about some gabagool? And then, yeah, then you're in. It's pretty good.
Sometimes those kind of Latin cultures have a
Latin,
like they have a real kind of... It's a hot thing to hook up with a real skinny, pale dude.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, I saw that in South America. Sometimes you just see the most skinniest, palest, like British guy, fucking gets, you know, like gets a tan from like a small light on somewhere or sunburnt from that, and then you just hook up with the hottest like Peruvian chick ever, and it's just like the lotto has been won for him because he's not exotic at all.
He's
in his own place.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think I got one more that's in that. I don't know how good this is. But
what do you got?
I quite. quite like it.
All right, one more. This is a... Is that you?
No, I wish.
It's Tom Walker. It's...
Dressed as a minion.
Right, and on his laptop. That's fucking embarrassing. Okay. Was that for...
Yeah.
He was trying to promo his podcast or some shit, or what was going on there?
I don't know. I just took a fancy to that. I like it.
Yeah, he'd be into cosplay. He's like a big... Dude, but he would be, he's the cosplay type, right?
Yeah, he's a staunch cunt. He's like 100 kilos now. He's huge. It's crazy. He's like the world's most muscly clown.
You don't want that's a ripped nuts. Clown. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. People want it. He's he's fucking so big. It's crazy.
The only ripped clown I've seen before is that tweet Badgerin did with Pennywise, you know? Oh, yeah. He's going for that bod. That's sweet.
Pennywise in that, he's more of in a cutting phase in that picture, whereas Walker's more of a bulk fucking big muscly clown cunt.
Muscly clown cunt. We got a title for the episode now anyways.
There you go. Yeah.
Walker's started going to your Brazilian jiu-jitsu place, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's signed up. During the pandemic. Oh, man.
That's crazy. So, like, he said that you went in with a Captain America uniform on.
No, it's the I got a Punisher rash guard.
Oh, you do have a Punisher.
Fuck yeah.
You actually have a Punisher rash guard.
Yeah, well, it was a gift that I got to myself because I'm the Punisher, dude.
That actually comes with fingerless gloves and a wallet chain, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was making fun of me for it, but it's actually, you're not meant to, what, the gym's meant to stay, it's meant to, whatever's on the mat stays on the mat. He's breaking the rules by going out and
that's
telling
your
people about the Punisher.
Yeah,
exactly.
You only drive your Nissan Type R with body kit to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I wish.
All right, should we get into the hacks?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, the pointy end of the episode. I have a dice app, so every time I hit it, it rolls the dice, and I will go first to see what I got to do this week. So if I hit it and it rolled, god damn it, that is a one.
Ooh,
one
social.
Is socials. So, Capper, what do you got for me this week?
Well, I got this. I don't know if you're... I don't know if we can jazz it up a little bit, but I do like it. My country is going through a hard time right now.
God, how about I you hate get it off your already. Ass?
How about you get off your ass and help rather than talk about how great everyone else at handling things is at handling things?
Yeah, I like it.
It sucks. Mainly because, okay, you want this on Facebook, right?
Facebook or tweet.
This was another one of my ideas, the Ernest Facebook post.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's,
you know, yeah. I started that. Yeah. I was just like, you catch the old, the old comedian at sea post so like some great. Depressing thread. And then I was like, God, you should make people do this shit.
It is the worst. It is.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's the worst of the bunch.
All right.
So, my country is going through a hard time right now. How about you get off your ass and help rather than talk about how great everyone else is at handling things?
Okay. Do you want to just cut and paste that to me in a message and then I'll put it up? I think Facebook is the worst because that's everyone I grew up with and went to high school, all the Americans would definitely, I don't know.
Yeah.
It might, I don't know if it'll get any reaction or people will just be like, this is the first thing he's posted in months. And I fucking hate it. It sucks.
I thought it was pretty earnest. It was more, I think it was more kind of like a couple of weeks ago when I wrote it, when Australia looked like we were coming out of like a good, we were coming out of everything.
Yeah.
When everyone was bagging out America, it seemed more relevant, but could still work now.
All right. So here we are, sharing screen. And this is my status. Yeah, my country's going through a hard time right now. How about you get off your ass and help rather than talk about how great everyone else is at handling things? All right, as is?
I reckon angry face at the end.
Angry face?
Do you reckon angry face would make it? What about MG out?
Oh, that's pretty good as well, actually. What about Big MG Out?
Oh, Big MG Out. Do you reckon that makes it sound too, like, funny?
Okay, just go MG Out.
Big MG Out. Big Goldie. Big Goldie.
No, Big Goldie.
Big Goldie has spoken? No.
Big Gold Dog.
Big Gold Dog Out.
Or maybe we should just leave it. How great is everyone else's handling? That kind of makes it cryptic. And
yeah, do that. Do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll sign off MG because it's fucking weird to sign off a Facebook post. Anyways.
Yeah, it's a little, it's creepier for sure.
All right. That one is up. We'll see how that one's received.
Oh, that's brutal.
It sucks. All right. Stop share. On that one, Capper, rolling the dice for you. We'll see what kind of traction I get off of that, if anything. There's all right. The dice. Hit it.
Okay.
And it is five. Five. Ooh, is a DM to a celebrity on Instagram, right? So right. I have a very good one lined up for you. Judith Lucy is on Instagram.
Far out.
And what makes hers better, so she's under official Judith Lucy. It says the official account of Australian comedian Judith Lucy, run by her management Token Artists. And for anyone who doesn't know, Token Artists is the biggest agency in the country. So I want you to sell cut and paste to you, Capper.
Oh, this is never good.
It's pretty good. So I want you to say to her, "Hey Jude," and then in brackets, like the Beatles song, "Lol." any chance you could put in a good word for me at Token? ? Cheers, Capper.
Oh God! Oh,
it sucks.
Oh. That is horrible.
Because they run the account. And even if she sees it, it's fucking bad. But it's going to be the head honcho at Token.
Yeah, that's only dogs beg, apparently. But
it's pretty good. DM. They're probably not checking it. No one checks it. And then if you're real uncomfortable, you do that shit where you pull it after a while if it gets no response. But just as is.
No, I can't. Oh, do you know what I'll do?
Bullshit.
I'll go, I really want to pull this, and then I'll forget about it, and it'll just stay there.
Well, just
and
send
then
it.
Won't be till next episode.
If anything, what happens if it gets you signed with Token? Then you know this is all.
I'm still going to send it. Judith.
Yeah. So just DM her that one.
That is absolutely horrible.
That sucks. All right. So I'm already getting some likes and traction on my post. That sucks. Let's see. Gerard, moment of truth. Bruh, we got some pre-planned hacks for you. Let's see. There's a few options here as Capper tries to figure out how to send that message.
I've sent it.
DM on Oppo, not easy, I imagine.
Capper had one. Do you want to float yours first? Because you do work in construction as a laborer, and I imagine there's some people in your
apprentice
phone.
Now, Mike. I'm an apprentice now.
Okay? Oh shit!
Less money, but with the promise of maybe one day not being a retard.
Mate, you'll be one of those blokes with a boat and shit, jet ski, all that.
Bro,
kind of
I'm
stuff.
Older than like most of my TAFE teachers.
Living in the burbs. It'll be sick, bro.
So, Capper, what did you have? Well, yeah.
Man, I was thinking maybe if you had like a contractor that you don't message that much or something like that, like someone who comes to the site you don't really know, and just send them. I'll just bring it up. Just have them go. Just send him the message, ready to squirt. And then text after, sorry, that wasn't meant for you.
That's an option. Look, that's an option.
That's an option. That's an option.
Otherwise, I have a picture of you, two pictures. One, you're holding the younger cat that you only got a few months ago. And in the other picture, you're holding Ziggy, the older cat, which, you're cuddling them and, you know, you look happy and at peace with everything. And I think you would post this picture on Instagram with the caption, I love these goddamn kitty cats more than anything in the world.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's all right.
Yes.
All right.
You've sent me the pictures.
All right. Kitty cats. So I just sent you the picture, and then I'll forward you the message as well. I think that's good, that caption. I love these goddamn kitty cats more than anything in the world. Because the other one, there's a picture that someone photoshopped, and it's Ernest. Are you guys familiar with the Ernest movies? Ernest Goes to Camp and all that shit?
Yeah. I grew up on them. I fucking love those movies.
Oh, yeah. Someone photoshopped this picture of Ernest with Jeffrey Epstein. And the other option would be to post that photo and just say, my two heroes.
Yeah, I'll stick with the cats.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's fair enough.
What if McGowan just went, oh, yeah, that sounds so much better. I'll do that for sure. Like, what were you thinking?
You never know. You never know. Yeah.
Why would you give someone a lobster and then go, oh, yeah, you can choose that or a shit sandwich?
Well, out of this, I'll, with the image you sent me, do you want me to go black and white because it looks more dramatic like that?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
We're going to keep it in color. Yeah.
And then even use that hashtag that chicks were using all week, like women empowering women. And then,
Oh, fuck, man, you're going to get me killed.
Jesus Christ.
No, just.
I told you to keep him under wraps, McGowan.
Just the black and white. And then I think I love these goddamn kitty cats more than anything in the world. Right, yeah, that's good.
I love these goddamn.
Why is my face gone so red? Looks real red.
I don't know. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's
it's probably COVID. Sorry.
Yeah, man.
I heard you can get it through Zoom as well. Sorry, guys.
Oh God.
Man, I'm stressing over that message. What hate have you got from your post?
Just a couple random likes from people. Glenn, this dude in Perth, sent the care react, or he responded with the care react.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting because I think in the States right now it's about 4 a.m. in the morning. So people will just be waking up to it. So yeah, just a couple care reacts. And I haven't posted anything else on my Facebook since May 28th. So it's been a while. And then finally I caved and posted about my country, telling people to get off their ass with the sign out MG. Yeah.
How's this? I've just finished it. So I love these goddamn kitty cats more than anything in the world. XOXO, meow, meow, cat emoji.
That's perfect. So that's up on Insta?
Sharing it right now.
Perfect. Man, leave that up for an hour, however long you want. See if it gets any traction. If anything, it reveals an open, more gentler side to the hard man that is Gerard McGowan, you know?
Yeah, so, you're a cat freak as well.
Yeah, I do. I've owned it. I post pictures of these, you know, cats all the time. I don't give a shit. It's fine.
Yeah.
I got nothing
else.
Have
you still got the round the world map of where you travel to in the new place, Mike?
No, since we moved.
Did you move?
Yeah. So this is a new apartment. There's a
wow.
There's old what's her face.
Where's my spare bedroom? I can't seem to see it through the.
Yeah, we got an attic space that should suit you nicely. Every time I stay at Gerard's, he puts me up in the attic and calls me Anne Frank because the Jew. He hates Jews.
Mate, more like Anne Wank, because that's all what's getting done up there, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I'm back.
He's back. Ending strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hour and 15, but he got there.
Gerard, anything to plug, man? I know we said the Mug Off podcast, but you guys just set up a Patreon as well. Is that right?
Yeah, check it out. We've it's going to be dope. I can't wait. It's launching this week. Like when this comes out, it'll be out. So yeah, check that out. Mug Off, hear the Mug Off podcast, iTunes, Instagram, Mug Off 69. And yeah, just listen to it. It's pretty good. I really like it. I think it's a pretty good podcast. Kappa likes it. Mike has listened to it, but I'm sure he would like it.
I listen. It's great, man.
Man, I did tell you about your own episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what it's like. It all just fucking goes, you know.
Yeah.
You do too many of these. It's all a blur.
Yeah, but that wraps it up. Get on the Patreon here. Buy Kappa's stand-up specials. Stand-up in Melbourne is a thing of the past, but who knows? Maybe one day we'll be up there slinging the new gags like Monkey with a Little Hat and crushing for everybody. Yeah. Anything else to plug, Cap?
No. But, yeah, the Mug Off, like, probably nearly my favorite podcast. So make sure you get on that. And yeah, thank you so much for joining us, McGugan.
All right, cheers. Thanks for having me, boys.
All right, brother.
See you, mate.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.